The conversation took place this past Friday. Andre Kylik was in Tallahassee to visit his pal, Bob Harris.
I met Bob, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. He actually reached out to me after an NBC interview, and I think he just loved the enthusiasm and passion that I had for life, and we connected.
The TV interview that brought Kylik to Harris's attention wasn't the young man's first media encounter. Since losing both legs in a 2003 train accident, he's been astounding the world with his accomplishments as an ultra-endurance wheelchair athlete. Last week's visit to Tallahassee came after his latest feat.
So I just completed the Race Across America, which is deemed the toughest bicycle race on the planet. It's 3,000 miles in 12 days. Crossing the United States from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland.
Only 14 out of a starting field of 38 cyclists made it all the way, and Kylik was the only contender on a hand cycle instead of a conventional bike.
Yeah, it exceeded my expectations in terms of difficulty, but also just in terms of substance and experience. It was incredible.
Kylik says other than a bit of understandable numbness in his hands that he expects will go away in a few weeks, he's doing better than fine. And yet, he says getting to this point in his larger life journey has had its rough spots.
I found myself in a place where, especially after the accident, I was really concerned with my future and what I'd be able to do. But the biggest worry was really just whether I'd ever be happy again, you know, whether my life would be fulfilling. And I just made up my mind at a certain point that the best chance I could give myself was just to try.
So Kylik now bases everything he does on the precept, give it your best shot and don't really obsess on the outcome. It'll take care of itself.
Not worrying so much, I think, really helped, you know, fully embracing this experience and journey and just take it for what it is and keep battling that got me there.
The result? Andre Kylik finds himself at the very pinnacle of accomplishment.
Even been submitted to Guinness as the fastest crossing of the U.S. on hand cycle. And yeah, I guess world record holder.
Perhaps the ultimate proof of the old saying, you can do it if you try. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.